Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Do we need like a proper intro? Still trying to figure this out. And by the way, you guys would never know if I didn't tell you, but you know, we all about that transparency over here at the GCP. This is take two of this particular podcast. It's really weird. I recorded a full podcast and it sounded all muffled. And then I restarted my Rodecaster and I did like three sample files and everything worked fine. So I hope that as I talk for the next 10 or 15 minutes that this thing actually works. But today I wanted to talk about the video that just came out on the Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures channel, the Sheets video that I made. It's a little bit different from what those of you that watch the channel are used to. It is one of those videos where I'm quote unquote eating all day at Sheets, breakfast, lunch, dinner. This is a popular type of video amongst the food communities on YouTube. And quite frankly, I was just excited to try this format out for myself. And it was quite the experience as far as trying to go back throughout the day and eat at Sheets multiple times. And it's not the greatest food in the world, obviously. Certainly not the most healthiest, but I was looking at opportunity in terms of like search traffic on YouTube. And like I said, these eating all day videos are very popular, but I didn't see really many, if at all, for Sheets. And so I was like, wow, this could be an opportunity for me to try, not only try this format, but try it with one that really nobody's done that I can tell. Maybe I just wasn't searching for it correctly. And so, you know, we'll find out, you know, we'll see like a month from now, if people have found it 2-3 months from now, we'll have to, you know, come back and see if it was actually a success or not. But what the bigger picture as far as this video is concerned and kind of the greater, topic of this podcast, and I don't know what the title is yet of this podcast. So I was going to like try to do like a smooth thing where like, well, the podcast is called this because of this. And I really don't even know what it's going to be called yet, but I want to do something more with the videos on Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, namely the ones that I do on Wednesdays, the solo videos. So you have currently on Mondays, it's me and Larry, Gary and Larry. Wednesday is just me. Friday is just Larry. And I think that this is such a great idea for a number of reasons. I mean, we've talked about it before on the podcast, but to catch you up in case you did not hear it, the basic idea was we were doing one video a week at the time when we first started. And this essentially gives us more chances at bat, to use a baseball reference, you know, more chances on to get on base and get people to discover our videos. But what I think is really the greater purpose of doing, you know, two solo videos in a week, in addition to the ones that we do jointly, is that it gives us a chance to really, you know, explore our creative visions. You know, if you look at our individual videos, they're quite different in contrast. I mean, yes, we're both reviewing food, but, you know, my videos tend to be a little bit on the longer side because, you know, I like to talk a lot. And I think that, you know, when it comes to analysis of something, I think that's probably more my strong suit. And then when it comes to, you know, Larry's end of it, not to speak for him, but my interpretation of what he does, you know, his videos are much shorter. And so what that tells me, what I've seen based on the videos that he has created and edited, I believe that he tends to be a stronger editor. I think that he's really good at making a video short and tight, but you have the information. So I think that you're getting to see two different visions, which is really cool because then when we come together on the Monday videos, you can kind of see a little mixture of both. So that being said, what is it that I want to do with my videos on Wednesdays? Well, you kind of got a brief glimpse of that on the Sheets video because it's not just me. Hey guys, welcome back to the channel. Here I am in my car. I'm about to go eat some food. Like, you still see me in the car eating. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, I'm trying something a little bit different. I'm adding some additional elements to the video. I'm trying to add more of like a vlog / cinema style to what I do And it's probably a little bit extreme for a food review video, because I think that a lot of the audience in these food review people that are looking for these kinds of videos, they just want to get to the point, right? Like, show me the damn food. Let's go. What does it look like? How does it taste? On to the next. And that's fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that I also need to really explore my creative, you know, my creativity and be able to experiment with that. And so I think that trying these newer formats on the Wednesday videos gives me a chance to do that. So trying to add just a little something extra. They won't all be like sheets where it's a full day, but, you know, maybe some shots of the surrounding area, you know, some different B-roll type things that I can add. One of my favorite, I have a couple of favorites, but there are some different creators that are able to take a review style video and infuse it with a vlog style. And I think that they do it very well. I think that, like, when it comes to the tech space, guys like Matty Hapoya, Potato Jet, you know, Gene Nagata, I think that, you know, in the tech space, they do that exceptionally well. It's, you know, it's a, it looks like a vlog, but then there's actually like some great information on whatever camera or other tech product they are reviewing. I like to watch a lot of Las Vegas content. My father lives there, and, you know, I'm trying to make it a point to visit him more because, you know, he's getting older. I'm not getting any younger, and, you know, time is precious. So I want to be able to visit him more. So I stay up on a lot of Las Vegas content. And one of the things that I found is these different reviewers of like the hotels and restaurants in Las Vegas. There are three channels that come to mind: Pompsy, Turn It Up World, Travel Ruby. I think that these three channels really speak to like my style as far as like what I like, and I, something that I did not know I would like until I saw it. Whereas, you know, these are, Pompsy's a guy, sometimes his girlfriend's in the video, but it's mostly him. And he takes you to the hotels and he infuses like some personality stuff, some really cool cinematic B-roll stuff in between the informational parts of the video. Turn It Up World's kind of like a, you know, a fun couples dynamic. You have a husband and wife and they are kind of touring the hotel, showing you different things. And then you have Ruby. It's kind of focused on the girl Ruby, but then her husband is incredible when it comes to a lot of the cinematic shots. You know, the intro and the different shots in between when she's like, you know, giving the information about the hotel or the restaurant or what have you when it comes to Las Vegas. So I look at these different creators, that all the ones that I've mentioned and other creators that I see, and I just try to think to myself, like, how can I find the creativity in myself to make more of these videos? Because I think that, like, you know, or make more, like, add more to these videos to make them stand out a little bit more. Because I think that, you know, when you think of food reviews, at least the channels I've seen, it's just kind of like right to the point. And I understand that's what people want, but damn, let's try to wow these people. Let's try to show them something that they're not used to seeing. That's the whole idea, is giving people something that they're not seeing in every other video. You know what I mean? Like, showing them something that they're going to remember, that whenever they see Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures pop up, they know, hey, I know I'm going to see something different here. And I think that, like, with the videos we do together on Mondays, you know, those we kind of keep very simple. We have a limited time when it comes to filming those, so they kind of have to be more straightforward. But that, you know, I like having the individual ones because then I can kind of really expand. Now, you know, down the line, could I find like some sort of cool format that works where I could shoot it in a quick manner and we could still do all that and do what we need to do in the time that we have allotted? Sure, that would be, you know, really cool. But for now, we're kind of just optimized for the limited time that we have. So I'm really experimenting here, and I think that it comes through in the Sheets video, but this is just, you know, the very beginning, because, you know, I could look at that video and I could point out, you know, things where, oh, well, I probably could have done better with this, or I probably could have added this into the mix. You know, there are many holes that I could poke, and it's certainly, as we start to continue to increase visibility and get more subscribers in, And as I'm trying to find my voice as a creative, I think that people will see, they'll be lining up in the comments to poke holes all over it. And that's fine, because I'm just trying to figure out my voice, my creative voice, and trying to create something unique. I'm not trying to go out of my way to create something unique just for the sake of creating something unique. I'm trying to really expand my creative horizons and make videos that people are going to click on and say, wow, that was really worth my click. That was really worth my time. It's another thing when it comes to like the thumbnails, where I'm simply trying to up that game as well, because I could make all these videos incredible. I could have like I'm never going to be Steven Spielberg, but in theory, I could make a Spielberg-esque type video and nobody would ever see it if the thumbnail and the title isn't compelling. And that's why, you know, there's effort put into these thumbnails. You don't just, you know, paste something here and just throw it out there, because if you have a great video and your thumbnail sucks, nobody's ever going to see it. So, you know, I'm trying to expand that as well, but I wanted to kind of just come on here and share, like, as far as my vision of what I'm trying to do. And it'll be kind of fun to look back in the future and see if what I'm thinking here matches where I actually ended up, or will it be vastly different? So we'll have to wait and find out on that. But that is going to do it for me here on the podcast today. Really appreciate you guys being here, and we'll do this again very, very soon. If you made it this far, you're the real MVP. And if you haven't yet left a review on Apple, maybe you're not the real MVP. Help me out, people. Come on. If you're getting any sort of value, or you just like following the journey, leave a review. You know, maybe it's something you think more people should hear. Well, they can do that if you share it, the review, and Apple will say, wow, there's enough of these reviews. We should really talk about this. So anyway, thank you guys so much for being here. I really appreciate it, and I will talk to you next time. And I hope to God that this recording is okay, because I really don't want to do this for a third time. Okay, I'm out of here. See y'all later.